state your name. Your name? Go ahead.
Wilbert Fawcett.
A big name?
Wilbert Fawcett.
Wilbert, all right. Where were you born?
Edmond, Manitoba.
Well, yes. And what did your parents do?
They were farming.
Well, I suppose you did farming too, right?
Yes.
And what education did you got?
Well, very little. Well, I took some upgrading here a while ago.
Oh, yeah. So, when you joined up, what were you doing?
I was working on a farm.
I suppose you were thrashing it.
No, I joined in the spring.
You joined in the spring. Did you join before the war was over?
Pardon?
When did you join?
April 22nd, I think, 41.
41, I see. And so you didn't go in that draft to Jamaica?
Yes, I was down in Jamaica.
Where did you take your training when you joined?
Well, some in Winnipeg and some in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Okay.
What type of training did you take?
Oh, just basic training.
Basic training. Small arms?
Yeah. Okay. And machine gun.
How old were you when you joined?
20.
What made you join? You wanted to or what?
Well, I guess. Must have.
Did you want to get away from the farm?
No, I think the one reason I wanted to get to Europe.
You wanted to
see Europe.
Yeah. And that's what you had in mind, eh?
Yeah.
And how did you like the training in the army?
Oh, I didn't mind.
Found it already.
Oh, yeah.
So, what did you think of when you were sent to Jamaica?
Oh, something to see, I guess.
Yeah. You liked it?
Yeah, I didn't mind.
What did you do over there?
Well, guard duty mostly.
Did you like the place?
Oh, yeah, it was nice.
Did you get to meet the Jamaican people or anybody? Meet any family?
Not too many, no.
And did you talk to the prisoners or anything
like that? No, not really.
So you didn't, how old were you in Jamaica?
Gosh, I don't know.
When did you come back, do you remember?
No, I can't. We weren't down there very long. I forget how many months it was.
Just a few months?
Yeah.
And then you came back in about the summer, August or September, were you?
No, I don't know. I don't know exactly. No, it was in the fall when we came back.
In the fall. And where did you think you were going? Did you have any idea?
No, not really.
So,
not until we got on the ship in Vancouver, and then we had the rumors.
You heard the rumors?
Yeah.
What were the rumors?
Oh, that we're going to East. Like.
But you really didn't think of Hong Kong?
No.
I suppose most of the public didn't either.
No, I don't imagine.
How'd you like the ship?
Well, I didn't care much for it.
No. What was wrong with it?
Well, it was crowded. Didn't care much for the food to start with.
And did you rebel against the food? Did you do anything
about it? No, some of them did, I guess.
Your fellow didn't make much fuss, did
he? Not really, unless I had to.
Now, when you arrived in Hong Kong, can you tell me what it was like?
Well, it's hard to describe, I guess. In what way do you mean?
Well, what did it look like to you? I mean, we're talking about, what did you think when you walked upon that place and saw it? Was it a big surprise to you, or did you like the city, or did you like...
No, I didn't mind it. I can't say it was a surprise, really.
How'd you like the heat in those countries?
Well, it wasn't so hot in Hong Kong.
No. Jamaica was hot, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was hot.
Did the heat bother you?
No, not an awful lot.
Not an awful lot. Some people don't like the heat. Some people take it right away.
Yeah, I didn't mind. It was nice to get up to Newcastle, away from it for a while.
Yeah. Did you go up to Newcastle when you were in Jamaica?
Yes.
How did you do up there?
Just a train. Parade Square mostly.
And had you known quite a bit about weapons by then? Had
Oh, yeah. I knew quite a bit about firearms before I joined you.
Used to hunt deer?
Yeah, deer. Small.
Ducks?
For animals, yeah.
Ducks and geese. So, guns
and
ammunition afterwards? Nothing to you?
No.
Oh, pretty dog. And after you got
home,
where'd they garage?
Oh, in the barracks there, and they call it now.
Chancellor Poland. What did you think of those barracks?
When you're barracks is a barracks.
Yeah. Did you think it was pretty scruffy?
No, not really. It's about the same thing as Jamaica.
Did you have any feelings that there was a war coming? Did you sense anything?
Oh, yeah, we had that. I don't imagine it.
Where did you get the idea? Did you see any evidence to you personally, or was
it
just to hear the
trouble on
yourself,
or
what?
Well, just the way things were going, the news and that.
Mm-hmm. And you sort of sense that things were going to the weather.
Yeah.
Did you know the Japs were over on the island, in, on the mainland there? Did you know there were?
No, I myself didn't really.
No. Where were you? What did you do when you went to Jamaica? Did you get into, town at all?
Well, yeah, we're practically in town. The barracks is right on the edge of town.
Yeah. So you got into town a few times?
Oh, yeah.
Who was your buddy? I mean, who did you chum around with? You know how we'll go to the buddy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess Stanley Lewis was there. Millis?
How you spell him?
I'm not exactly sure how you
spell him. M-I-L-L-A.
Yeah.
But you and him went around together?
Yeah.
Where is he from around where you came from?
No, he was from, I guess, Manson or something.
Manson, around there, right? Yeah. There's quite a few boys in the farm, weren't there?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was that fall, before you joined, was that a wet fall?
Gosh, I don't remember.
Yeah, some fellow said it was a poor fall, and that's why they
didn't
feel like harvesting anymore.
No, I joined in the
spring. How did your mom and dad feel about you joining?
Well, my mom wasn't living.
Oh, yeah. Were you married then?
No.
Not at 20, I guess. But when you were, where were you when the war started?
When the war started.
The day war broke out,
I don't even remember how it was.
Mm-hmm. Were you, what company were you in?
In the Grandiers?
Yeah.
Seacom.
Seacom. Do you remember?
No, I don't.
Well, can you tell me where you fought, or where you, what did you have come in combat?
I don't know, in the hills in Hong Kong, that's all I know.
Yeah, were you Muang Chai Gap?
Yes, I think so.
Mm-hmm. What were you doing here? Were you operating a machine gun? Were you dug in anywhere? Or?
No.
No.
Well, it varied what you did. It depended on.
So, where did you fight mostly? Was it
Venice
Hill around there?
I really don't remember the names of those.
No. It was in the hills. You didn't want to try. You were on the island side.
Yes.
Did you get hurt?
No.
Were there a lot of your platoon hurt?
Yes, quite a few.
Were you captured, or did you give up?
Well, I guess so. We were captured while the fighting was still on.
No, you weren't one of the ones
that
were captured at first.
No.
Were you just
right
on the beachfront first and retreat, or were you just in the hills most of the time?
No, we were on a, I forget the name of that little island.
Atoll? Aberdeen?
Aberdeen Island, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And we came from there back to the main island.
Did they fight you on Aberdeen, or were you just drawn back to the main island?
Well, there was... No, there wasn't really much fighting on Aberdeen that I can remember.
I often wonder why they put them in on Aberdeen Island.
Where?
I often wonder why they put them there.
Well, it was just... I guess more or less a little outpost to out sea, like.
And that's what you could see the Jap ships?
Well, not while we were...
There, you couldn't see them.
No. But there wasn't any anything in there.
No. Were you bombed?
Oh, yeah, they bombed. Yeah, they've done a lot of bombing there. Mm-hmm.
And then when you were left the island, what did you do? Establish a beach on the beach? Join another company, or did you just...
Well, I guess we really came across for reinforcements on the... Victoria Island.
Oh, yeah. And you just backed up another company, was that it?
Yeah, I guess we're... Well, we're all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah. And where were you in the surroundings, do you know? Were you up in the hills? Were you up
yes.
in the north?
We're up in the hills. I don't remember what hill.
You were in a hill. You weren't at the reservoir, though, eh?
No.
No.
I know we came down... some Navy barracks that go down, and that's where we handed in our arm.
Did they search?
Well, there wasn't any Japanese there at the time.
No.
We handed in our arms, and we spent quite a while breaking a bunch of liquor.
Oh, yeah.
Takes the liquor.
You bombed that, eh?
Pardon?
You bombed that liquor there, right?
Well, they wanted to destroy it, so before the Japanese did come in.
Had you eaten yet?
Oh, yeah.
When did you think that the war was hopeless? Did you think it was hopeless when you first started fighting?
Well, in a situation like that, you haven't got much of a chance to...
You figured that out yourself, eh?
To figure out what's what. You hear all kinds of rumors.
And there was nobody coming in to back you up? No heavy equipment?
No. They kept saying that Chiang Kai-shek was coming with his army, but
there was all of it.
I don't think anybody really believed it.
Wishful thinking. And when did the Japanese take charge of you? After you were in the barracks?
Well, I guess it would. I don't remember exactly. Whether they came in there or whether we went out. I just remember how it came about. It's just a matter of the next day like after that.
Where'd they take you?
Must have been on the 26th, I guess.
Yeah. Where'd they take you?
I gotta think. I'm not sure. I think when we went to North Point, or North Point.
And what was North Point like? Do you remember?
Yeah, a bunch of wooden buildings.
Had they taken any of your blocks or anything away from you yet?
No.
No, the Japs hadn't searched
you yet? Yeah, we met them up in the hills there, and they done not a thorough search or anything. They just kind of check through everybody.
And did you have any supplies with you? Did you have much gear in your restaurant?
No.
You never got your kit bag?
No.
Did you, when you were assigned to camp, did you think you were going to be in there that long?
No, not really.
No. What'd you do in camp?
Well, as long as we were healthy, most of us went out and worked. Well, the first while, nobody did much of anything. Tried to make some place that was livable, I guess.
Yeah, you worked on your ground, what do you say? Did you go on those work details?
Pardon?
Did you go on those work details?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What did you do?
Wow. Worked on a air stripper building. Pick and shovel. Little mining tubs.
Okay. How'd you like it?
Didn't care much for it.
Isn't that the
back-breaking
labor?
No, it wasn't that, but you'd had enough food to go along with it. It wouldn't have been so bad.
Did you get in that diphtheria epidemic?
Yeah, we had, but I didn't have it. No. But there was lots of them in camp that did.
Did you have to get to work and help them out there?
Were
the sick ones?
Well, no, not really. We seemed to have a lot to. There was lots of volunteers, but...
Mm-hmm. And did you get very sick yourself?
At times. I had some kind of a heart condition for a long time.
Did you get beriberi?
Yes. I had beriberi up until even a few years ago I used to come back on. Mm-hmm.
Did they put you in the hospital?
No.
So you worked quite a bit. Did you get malaria or any of those other?
Yeah, I had malaria.
Mm-hmm. So you were pretty sick, eh?
At times.
So you couldn't work all the time?
Oh, no.
Did you go to Japan?
No.
No, they never sent you to Japan, eh?
No.
What did what did you do after you finished the airport?
I don't think we ever finished it.
You never finished it, eh? So you did work the airport. Did you work in any other part of the island?
Yeah, I went out. We were out grubbing.
In the bush, like grubbing
on the
land?
Yeah, they were tearing out some orchard or something. Mm-hmm. Some Chinese warlord estate, I guess they were going to make rice paddies or something. Mm-hmm. We worked out there. Mm-hmm.
What was the country like around there? Was it decent for growing anything?
Well, I guess with a lot of hard work.
The soil wasn't that good. Did you manage to put in a garden at North Point or anything like that?
No. No, I think the only bit of ground they had there was the officers looked after most of it.
Did you ever get slapped around?
No.
You didn't miss your number in
Pardon?
Japanese. You didn't miss your number in Japanese?
No.
But some of your friends must have.
Oh yeah, there was some of them that slapped around.
Did you ever manage to scrounge something for yourself? Any extra food or anything?
No.
No. How about clothes?
The only extra food I got once, I won a little small roast chicken or some kind of a raffle there at.
I bet you were thrilled.
Split it up between three or four of us.
That was a bet you could do. How about cigarettes?
Very few.
Mm-hmm. Any Red Cross parcels?
Yes, we got some Red Cross parcels. I guess it was a long time after we were in there, I don't know. I guess they'd been there for a long time, but it was a long time before we got them. We got lots of tea off that ship, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Did you trade with any of the people at the fence?
Well, I don't think I had anything to trade.
No. What did you do for variety in camp? Did you play cards? Did you gamble? What did you do?
Oh yeah, we used to play cards, cribbage mostly. Mm-hmm.
Gamble?
Never done any gambling.
Did you know about the escape when it was being planned?
No.
You weren't in on that,
eh? No.
What did you think of when you were in camp? Did you keep a calendar or a diary or anything? What sort of kept you going? Do you think it was the work that kept you going?
No, I think it was just a hope of getting out.
You were just hoping and hoping.
Holding on, be as happy as you could with
it. Make the best of it.
That's right.
And I suppose you got discouraged sometimes.
Yes, when you see the way things are going, a lot of the boys are dying there of diphtheria and they couldn't do nothing about it. Mm-hmm. You get discouraged.
You didn't go work on any of the farms or anything around there, right? They didn't put you to any of that type of work?
No.
The airport, did you work on any of that place where they're building a air raid shelter, or whatever it was, in that hill?
No, I didn't work in there. I was sick at the time they were building those. And then we got out to it.
And when you were sick, did you get half rations? Or did you get the full ration?
Well, I don't know. It's hard to say what was a full ration, what was a half ration.
Yeah, you never got enough to eat.
I think it was a half ration all the way through.
Did you sleep? Did you manage to sleep, or was it even too painful for you?
Well, I slept all right until I got those, what they call the Hong Kong feet.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody had a hard time to sleep with them.
They bothered you?
Yeah.
They give you anything for them?
No.
Never give you any vitamins or anything?
Well, later on they used to give us nicotinic acid injections. I don't know how that's for that or what.
Do you think they help?
I doubt it.
Did you ever get any treats in camp? Yeah, anybody's ground a pig or something, you could have a little treat.
No, not that I know of.
Did you know Kamloops was guards that was talked about?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I've seen a few guys get going over by them.
Do you remember why they did it, or what was his idea of it?
Well, as far as I could see, it was just because he used to be called names when he was here in Canada.
Yeah.
He was getting even.
Did he pull any fast ones on the guys? Any tricks to catch them in something?
Oh, yeah. Like, people used to have a hard time to get lights for cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
He'd come around at nights, and he talked English just as good as anybody. Mm-hmm. You couldn't tell him. He'd come up to a window. Of course, the windows were all just boarded up or open. Whispers, anybody got a light? Somebody come to give them the light and then they'd get it.
That's how sneaky you
were. Yeah.
So had you guys always on guard even when you were together?
Oh yeah.
How about the camp commander? Did you have anything to do with him? Did you work in the kitchen at all?
No. Mm-hmm. Only the healthier ones that work in the kitchen.
Only the healthier ones. Yeah. Do you remember anything happened to any of your buddies? Did you ever manage to get sneak some clothes in or some food in when you were working?
No. I don't know where you'd sneak them from.
Yeah. Did any of the guys work on the docks? Loading or unloading ships or anything?
There could have been, but not that I know of.
Not that you knew of. Did you learn Japanese a bit of it?
Not very much. To count.
To count. You had to learn that. Remember the incident with Captain Norris?
Captain Norris?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't recall it right now.
No, you don't recall that incident. You remember the escape, though, right? Johnny Payne tried to escape.
Well, I think there was more than once they tried to escape. Which escape, yeah.
The one that they got killed afterwards, you know, they got away.
Oh, yeah, that was from North Point.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they kept us standing on the parade square in the rain.
Mm-hmm.
Every time it rained after.
They did. Yeah. They were pretty mean, eh?
Yeah, in a way, I guess.
So, did you feel you were better off than the other ones around there? Could you... Didn't get as sick as some of them, or do you think you were just the same as the rest of them?
Oh, I think they're lots worse off than I was.
There
of course, there were some better off, too.
Yeah. Tell me, when did you figure that the war was turning towards you our way? Because well, for a long time you felt it was pretty hopeless.
Yeah, well, I guess the... When some of those... When they started switching some of the regulars out and bringing in the promotions as guards.
Oh, they did that, eh?
Yeah.
When did they do that?
Gosh, I don't know the date. It was near the end.
Near the end, eh?
Maybe a year or so.
What were they doing with the regulars? You think they were taking them out for fighting?
I imagine.
Mm-hmm. What were the promotions like? Just the same as the Jeff?
Well, it's hard to explain. They weren't the same as the Japs exactly.
Where they
but if they were If they have to be, then.
I imagine they disliked the Jets, did they?
I guess so, in a way. Most of them
had
are.
To obey.
That's right.
What was your camp commander like?
I've never seen too much of him.
Mm-hmm. How about Dr. Crawford? Did he treat you?
Yes, Dr. Crawford, I see him quite often.
What do you used to say to you guys? Did any of the officers say it was going to keep you guys together or try to boost up your spirits? Or anybody talk about that?
No, I think everybody more or less felt that way. Mm-hmm. Kept each other's spirits up.
Yeah. How about the play? Did you get in on that play or any of those performances in the camp?
No, we used to see them though.
How'd you like them?
They're pretty good.
Was it changed?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Mr. Bardell was telling me about.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me when liberation happened. How you found it? What were you doing? Do you remember Liberation Day?
Yeah, I remember it, but I don't know what I was doing before they dropped the leaflets.
You were in the camp then, eh?
Yes.
Had the CO's, commanding off, the camp commander said anything to you about the war being over yet?
No. These American planes flew over low and they dropped leaflets.
What did the leaflet say?
Oh, it did something about the Japanese had accepted an unconditional surrender. Everybody was running for these leaflets. A lot of them went in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody would get a hold of while we seen the planes. They were right low. Neither American planes.
Mm-hmm. And then what happened?
Well, everybody just went kind of wild for a while.
I bet you felt like crying, eh?
No. Really?
Yeah. You couldn't leave it?
Yeah, I believed it once they seen the American planes there and there was no firing on them.
Then what did you do? Stayed in camp for a while?
Yeah. Well, I guess some of the officers went to the guard room and they told them they wanted trucks and stuff to go out and get some food in there.
So they gave them to you?
Yeah, I guess they got them. They got some meat, some vegetables.
And you had a party. When you first went back to eating our food, did it bother you? Did you get sick? You know, some men, they rushed up and they ate right away too much.
No, I never. My appetite in there has never been good since.
No, you can't eat now.
No.
Your stomach bothers you?
I've had a lot of stomach trouble. It hasn't bothered me lately.
And where were you taken after liberation?
We stayed right in camp there until we left.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you go? On the boat?
Yeah, we went there.
Was it the Robert?
No. No, they came in. They came into harbor, but we didn't go on that. A lot of the boys went on there to something to eat.
Do you remember your first Canadian, your first non-Japanese meal?
No.
Was it on boat? Or?
Yeah, it was on the end of boat.
Yeah. It tastes pretty good to you, eh?
I imagine, but I don't really remember.
Were you pretty sick when they were you walking?
Oh, yeah, I was walking.
Mm-hmm. And where did they take you from there?
I think it was Manila. It was an American ship, I don't know where we went to.
Guam?
Well, maybe it was Guam, I don't know.
Guam or Manila.
Yeah.
Honolulu, did you go to Honolulu?
I don't remember.
When did you hear about the atomic bomb? Was it in camp?
Yes.
And did you believe it or did you think they were making up another story?
Well, I believe they had some kind of a big bomb, but
you couldn't believe it was that much, could you?
No.
Yeah. So, and then you couldn't trust what the interpreter says to you anyway, could you, that much?
No, well, there was a lot of rumors that got through, you know. There was, once in a while, there was these here because there's some Dutch Navy men off a submarine or something. They'd had a radio in there. They got little messages in now and then. Then you could get to, you could pick out the Japanese propaganda because they've done the same thing over and over.
Mm-hmm. So you could read between the lines?
Yeah, more or less. Once you got used to what goes on.
Otherwise, life was very monotonous. And when you came home, when were you discharged?
April 24th, I think. 46.
Were you hospitalized first?
Yes.
What did they do for you?
Oh, just check up.
Did they look after your stomach? You said your stomach dropped. Did you have any operations or anything?
Well, not then, but I've had some since.
What have you had since then?
Well, I'm not really on that. I may operate on my stomach. Mm-hmm. A sinus operation. Mm-hmm. Here a few years ago, I had the artery, my main artery was blocked.
That was a heart condition you had in Canada.
Here a few years ago, I had the artery, my main artery was blocked.
That was a heart condition you had in Canada.
Could be. They say it's not. It's not connected with the service. Mm-hmm.
That's the one that you paid. So you had a big heart operation.
Well, it wasn't a heart operation, it was on the aorta.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Well, that's a big operation. What they do for you? What they do?
Well, they just cleaned it up.
Oh, I see. And how's your beriberi? Did it finally leave you?
Well, I haven't had it for quite a while.
How are your eyes?
Not very good.
Uh-huh.
I've had two operations on one of them.
What form
of it? Some kind of a growth that grows over it.
So you spent quite a bit of time in your
lodging? Yeah, quite a bit.
How about pension? Did you get have a pension to start with?
Yeah, 35%.
Mm-hmm. Are you on full pension now? You're still working.
50%.
Did you have a hard time getting back into civilian life? Or, you know, after being with the barracks and the men for so many years?
No, not really.
No. Were you married? When did you get married? After you came home?
Yes, 47.
In 1947. And what type of work were you doing?
Oh, construction work. Mm-hmm. Landscape gardening.
What type of work are you doing now?
I'm a commissioner now, security guard.
Oh, whereabouts?
I'm at the university 2 nights a week right now.
University in Manitoba? Oh, yeah. Is that all you do now?
Yeah.
How many children did you have?
We have six.
Six, okay. And how many do you have?
Well, there's three.
Three.
Well, the oldest boy's still here. Mm-hmm. He's been out. He's just unemployed right now. He's been unemployed insurance.
He's looking for work here.
Yeah.
How's things for a free job?
Oh, I don't know. Just think we managed.
No, but I mean, is he getting any chance, or is it just so hard for him to get a job?
No, I imagine he'll be able to find work in the summer.
Yeah. Well,